Thank you for calling customer support. This is Ivy. May I please have your zip code so that I may locate your account?
06790.
And what would be the first and last name?
First name is Owen. The last name is Billing.
And have you placed an order yet with us, sir?
Give you a couple. One reference number is 241-831-O, or that's a 0H8S6RY6PLQ. I got a lot of questions about you billed me on both of my credit cards for the same thing. And second is, what did I purchase?
Yes, sir. I'm still in the process of locating the account, sir.
Mm-hmm. And then not only that, there was an attempt to take $183, $163 out of one of my cards, too.
And what did you say the last name was, sir?
Billing, B-I-L-L-I-N-G. First name is O-W-E-N.
Thank you for that, sir. And please verify the street address.
302 Tuttle, T-U-T-T-L-E, Road, Woodbury, Connecticut, 06798.
Thank you for that, sir. Just give me just a moment here. Okay, sir. I see that you have the technical bag and the membership to our gadget website and the pulse oximeter.
Pulse oximeter I purchased. But what's this, why am I charged twice for it? On two different accounts.
From what I can see here, sir, there's two separate products on one account. You have the technical bag and the pulse oximeter. The technical bag was ordered on May the 27th.
Yes.
And the oximeter.
I got both of those. Now, this all started with today. I got a survey. It was supposed to be $1 for an iPad if I went through this survey. That's the one I'm talking about today. I gotta look back in my bank records again here. Recent transactions. Okay.
Let's see. For the membership to our gadget website, sir, we can offer you a 35% of a discount for future orders.
No, I just want to cancel the membership.
And we send our customers a $125 voucher for them to use on our gadget website, and we can offer 50%.
No. And there's also a pending transaction of $29.95, which I didn't make. Wait a minute. That might be. Yeah. But there was also a charge on my. This is my credit one. On my Capital One, there was two charges attempted. Well, one for the 1995. Wait a minute. No, that's the that's the pulse meter.
Mm-hmm.
You're approach a gadget too, right?
And that does sign the name of one of our vendors.
That's the 1995 I was charged on both accounts on.
Let's see.
You also, you charged me, or 1999, but I'm looking at that. That's the June 1st. Okay, that was the oxygen meter, the O2 meter. Put on
yes,
a finger?
Sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Then I, she gave me the same phone number for the other one, and that was charged to my think of it. Not Citibank. Let me go back into my other account here.
And I've canceled out the account, sir, and I have the confirmation number ready for you whenever you are, sir.
Okay. Now, what's that? That's for the membership, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Give it to me, please.
It's C as in Charlie, 2603-77031.
Okay, thank you. Now, she gave me the same number on my Capital One account. It's Approach a Gadget, 1995, and that was made today.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, are you on, which time zone are you on?
The Central.
You're on the Central.
Yes.
Okay, now the time adds up right. It was made early this morning on Eastern, but it would have been on Central.
Yes, sir.
And that's the one where I answered the, I did a little survey. It was supposed to be $1 for an iPad.
Yes, sir. I don't have that particular account. I only have the pulse oximeter and the tactical bag. I don't have the other.
Okay. Tactical bag, it's not really a tactical bag, but I'm that's military, so I have regular tactical bags, but it's something small and I can put my fishing gear in. That's what I was looking at it for. I hike and I fish. What else are you doing? You're retired. Oh, I've been looking. I was trying to buy a house in either Western Pennsylvania or West Virginia or maybe even North Carolina. And, North Carolina and West Virginia aren't too bad, but these people escaping New York, they're flooding into Pennsylvania now. I'm in Connecticut, man. They took my state over. They can't build houses fast enough here for these people. Anything that goes on the market sold within a couple of weeks. Even the ones in real bad shape. Apartments went, a $700 apartment is now $1,300, $1,400. It's crazy.
It's the inflation.
It's not the inflation. It's what caused the inflation is the people running from New York City after the pandemic. But yet they work there. I don't understand it. So buy a house here and they'll commute two to 3 hours to Manhattan and then commute 2 to 3 hours back. But they want that house. They want that country house in Connecticut because it's going to keep their family safe from the pandemic. Does it make sense when they're going into the contaminated area every day? I'm looking to get into further back into the woods. I want to have some chickens. I want to have some dogs. Maybe some goats. Run a little sawmill or whatever. Make some money on the side. 69 years old, and I still like working with my hands and stuff. So I get out every other day. I walk 3 to 5 miles. It's life. Okay. I think we got it all taken care of.
Yes, sir. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
Okay, have a good night.
And thank you for calling customer support, and have a good rest of your evening to you too, sir.
You too. Bye-bye.